The Blood Doctor by Barbara Vine. Read by Robert Powell. Chapter 1. Blood is going to be its theme. I've made that decision long before I shall even begin writing the book. Blood in its metaphysical sense as the conductor of an inherited title, and blood as the transmitter of hereditary disease. Genes, we'd say now, but not in the 19th century when Henry Nanther was born and grew up and achieved a kind of greatness. Not then. It was blood then. Good blood. Bad blood. Blue blood. It's in the blood. In cold blood. Blood and thunder. Blood thicker than water. Blood money. Blood relations. Flesh and blood. Written in blood. The list of phrases is endless. How many of them am I going to find apply to my great-grandfather? I'm not sure if I'd have liked him, and up till now it's been essential for me to like, or at least admire and respect, the subject of the biographies I write. Perhaps this time it's only going to be necessary for me to be interested in him, and that won't be difficult. It's only because I found out that he'd kept a mistress for 9 years, and when his fiancée died, married her sister, giving her, incidentally, the same engagement ring, that I decided to write his life at all. Of course, I knew, we all knew, he'd been an eminent medical man, the acknowledged expert of his day on diseases of the blood and physician in ordinary to Queen Victoria. I knew that for his services Victoria had given him the peerage I've inherited, and that he took his seat in the House of Lords in 1896. I knew he'd had 6 children. One of whom was my father's father, and died in 1909. But although he was distinguished...